The Maple Ridge Ramblers boys basketball team won the Fraser North AAA championship, after they beat the St. Thomas More Knights 70-66. Taking the regional final on Sunday, February 25 at the Langley Event Center, the Ramblers punched their ticket to the provincial tournament, coming up on March 6-9 at the LEC. The Fraser North Regionals MVP was Rambler Mo Muawiya. He had 6 points through three quarters in the final, but knocked in 15 points in the fourth quarter to finish the game with 21. He led Ridge's fourth quarter comeback, after the squad was down 49-40 after three quarters, and helped them put up 30 points in the final frame. Congrats to the Kings of Fraser North, Burnaby South Rebels and Maple Ridge Ramblers. pic.twitter.com/hx5bishobik, Langley Events Center, at Langley Events, February 26, 2024. Vincent Longmire kept the offense alive in the first half, where he had all of his 13 points, including 3 3-pointers. Liam Sampson finished the game with 16 points. The championship game was tied with about 10 seconds left, and headed to overtime, when the Ramblers got a huge turnover and an easy layup to take the lead. The gritty kids from Ridge needed a 75-74 win over Burn Creek on Friday night to win their way into the championship game. Ridge also had Samuel Robertson technical in the third place game, where they lost 84-71 to Burn Creek. SRT got into that game by beating the Maple Ridge Pitt Meadows League champions Westview Wildcats 69-65 on Saturday. In the single-A regionals, Maple Ridge Christian won the championship by beating John Knox Christian 84-57 on Sunday. En route, they beat École des Pionniers 102-52. Caleb Arrington was named an All-Star, while Carson Barber was chosen as the tournament MVP. Read also, Ridge Meadows Flames set for opening round sweep. Vincent Longmire had 10 points to lead a 23-point first quarter for the Ramblers. Ryan Molig, Langley Events Center, special to the news, Vincent Longmire looks to drive. Ryan Molig, Langley Events Center, special to the news, Ryan Molig, Langley Events Center, special to the news.